I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Poverty has more than tripled in Lebanon over the past decade, according to the latest World Bank report. Today, both the Lebanese and refugee populations need a helping hand. Plenty of groups offer aid, but each one has an ulterior motive. Co-founder Camille Melki says Heart for Lebanon serves like Jesus.
Everything we provide is provided unconditionally. Food packages, blankets or warm clothing, medical clinics. Every attempt to touch the life of a local or a refugee is given unconditionally. But we want to give it also in a way that it's meaningful. We want to make sure that the gospel is shared openly and boldly with those who want to hear.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And earlier this month marked the 35th anniversary of Tiananmen Square when China ordered a crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. On June 4, 1989, at least 180,000 troops and armored vehicles fired into crowds of mostly students packed in Tiananmen Square. Several thousand were killed. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, says this tragedy was a watershed moment and is part of why some doors opened for sharing the gospel in China that were previously closed. Yet there are still many challenges under communism.
From a Christian perspective, it's walking that line. It's expressing our desire to answer to a higher authority.
Bibles for China supports the registered church in China as they represent Christ. Ask God to give them wisdom in ministry.
You don't answer ultimately to the communist government. You answer ultimately to God.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.